Food for the Games. Welcome, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. With the start of the Olympic Games now underway in Beijing, the U.S. Agriculture Department has been training Chinese chefs how to prepare Western foods for Olympic visitors. Rod Bain reports.
The Games of the 29th Olympiad are expected to include the hustle and bustle of both the multiple athletic competitions and the numerous tourists from around the world visiting Beijing and other sites in the People's Republic of China this August. The Chinese government, Olympic Committee, and supporters have been in preparation, much like an athlete trains, making sure every small detail is covered to assure a smooth and winning performance. That includes the food Olympic participants and spectators will consume. Serving as a coach in that regard has been the agricultural attachés from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, assigned to parts of China. Wayne Batwin handles affairs in and around Shanghai.
One of the areas they have focused on is how to train chefs, others in the hospitality business, to prepare for all these Western visitors. And FAS has done a lot of training of chefs and others in hospitality about what kinds of food products people like from the West, how to prepare them, how to serve them in buffets and other ways.
In addition, more U.S. food products are being brought over to Beijing and surrounding Olympic event sites to handle the demand from Western visitors. But Batwin says there will be residual effects outside of the Olympic Village and event sites days, even months after the Olympics.
Of course, it's only a two-week event, so there'll be a lot of action and then things will die down a little. But in fact, Beijing and Shanghai and Guangzhou, the major cities in China, have all been anticipating more visitors coming and have been preparing foods and their whole catering operations for this group of people coming over.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.